this is going croaky on me, but hopefully it will come back. So, the elevator man is trying to fix the elevator. So if you hear him banging around, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get the elevator going again. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we will decide on our afternoon. Lord, we pray that you'll just bless us now. Thank you for bringing us together. We thank you for the good news of the Bible, and our prayer now is that you'll just bless us as we turn to study it. Help us, we pray. Teach us and make us obedient, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. So, Norma will have a class on the side room if you would like to go there. And the rest of us will have a class here. And whatever you would choose.
Will you have water?
I've got, if it will help. I've got a special glass of water if I need one. So all is
good. Thank you.
All right, so we're happy that each is here again today.
很高兴今天又见到各位。
We've got our expert translator. So we don't have any problem. We had a little problem this morning. Lewis is a good translator, but I call him a reluctant translator.
Reluctant, 不愿意, 有点抗拒的,说早上有点翻译有点麻烦啊,
Louis is, Chinese is not very well.
That's right, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good, but he doesn't have the confidence. He left China 40 years ago, or he left Brunei 40 years ago, so he doesn't use his Chinese that much.
Yeah.
Cantonese, not Mandarin. Okay.
Was his Cantonese too?
Yeah, he speaks Cantonese.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was Mandarin.
Not much Mandarin.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it even more difficult for him.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So, do we have a question today? Josh has been giving us lots of good questions, and he may have some more. Do you have some more questions for
you?
More questions?
讲讲麦基喜德这个大祭司，他有什么无父无母无家父无生与无命之中，来自于神的儿子同在，相似。他又是什么跟耶稣之间的这种关系是？耶稣也是大祭司嘛，他也是大祭司嘛。嗯哼。啊，麦基喜德这个你故事叫家谱，或者说他的关于他的一些故事，还有给我们讲讲。Okay.
Could you please tell us something about this high priest Melchizedek?
Yeah, we call him Melchizedek.
Melchizedek. What's his relationship between with Jesus? And in this verse, verse 3, it says, without father or mother, without a genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life.
Yes.
So, what's the relationship between Jesus?
Jesus and
him. Yeah.
All right. Jesus. Well, let's start then in the book of Genesis, chapter 14.
创世纪14章. Okay.
Genesis chapter 14, and the story is quite interesting, so I've got to give you the background before I can talk about Melchizedek.
Okay, 这个故事很有趣, 所以我给大家介绍麦基喜德之前, 先介绍一下这个背景。
Abraham had a nephew whose name was Lot.
亚伯拉罕有一个侄子叫罗德。
And Lot was in many respects a good man. He traveled with Abraham because Lot's father had died. And so Abraham adopted Lot as his son.
Okay. 罗德在很多方面来说他是一个好人。他和亚伯拉罕就是同行，因为他的父亲死了，然后亚伯拉罕就过继了他，收养了他。
Lot's father was a man by the name of Haran. He was Abram's brother, but he was probably pretty rich.
罗德的父亲是亚伯拉罕的兄弟，叫什么暗南吧，好像是，这个名字叫什么黑南暗南。然后他可能是很富有的一个人。
He had a city named after him, which probably meant that he was rich enough to be a big cheese in his city.
有一个城市以他的名为命名，所以呢，基本上就意味着他是很有钱的人哈。
So Abraham and Lot traveled together. They were in Israel together. They went down into Egypt together, and they came out of Egypt together.
所以这个罗德就一直与亚伯拉罕同行，他们到了以色列，又去了埃及，又一起出了埃及。
But because they were so rich, they had lots of cattle. And because there was lots of cattle, there was fighting between Lot's shepherds or cowboys and Abram's, because there wasn't enough land for them.
因为他们是如此的富有，有太多的牛羊了，而他们的牛羊实在是太多，所以这个罗德的那个放羊的仆人就跟亚伯拉罕那放羊的仆人就打起来了，因为没有足够的地来养这些牛羊。
So they separated, and Lot went down to the city of Sodom, and Abram went in the other direction up to Mamre, I believe.
所以他们两者就分家了，罗德就往南下走去了那个索多玛城，然后亚伯拉罕朝相反的方向上到什么地方名字
But Sodom was a very, very wicked city.
但是索多玛是一个非常邪恶的城市。
And Lot never should have gone there.
罗德就不应该去那，根本就不应该去那。
Because he was there, he learned about sin, his family learned sin, and ultimately Lot lost almost everything. He lost his wife, he lost many members of his family, he lost his reputation, terrible thing. He never should have gone there.
因为罗德去到那个城市里，他就学到了很多的罪，而因为这个罪呢，渐渐的最后让他失去了所有，他失去了他的家人，失去了的妻子，失去了所有的财产，他根本就一开始就不应该去那儿。
Before this happened, though, some kings from the east came and conquered Sodom.
在这个事发生之前，某些国王的那些王。来从东边来然后征服了索多玛城
They took Sodom and everything in it captive carried them away captive
他们掳掠了这个索多玛城里的一切的东西把他们带走掠走了掳走了
And in particular they took Lot and his family captive
其中呢特别的就有罗德和他的家人也都被拿当着俘虏带走了
So Abram said, I am going to go and I'm going to conquer the people that conquered Sodom.
所以亚伯拉罕就说那我要去征服这个征服了索多玛城的那些人。
So Abraham had 318 servants.
所以亚伯拉罕有318名仆人。
And he had two Philistine confederates, Aner and somebody else can't remember their names. And so they went to conquer the people who had conquered, Sodom.
所以这个亚伯拉罕就去征服了这个征服了索多玛的那些人不打赢了。
But these people who had conquered Sodom had conquered lots of other places before that.
可是征服了索多玛的这一帮人呢在征服索多玛之前他们也打赢过很多其他的地方。
So they made a sweep of the area around Sodom and conquered many cities and many very strong people.
他们基本上把索多玛周边的这整个一片地全部扫荡了，然后就是征服了很多比较强壮的人啊，比较大的城市。
Anyway, Abram went and he conquered.
然后不管怎么样，亚伯拉罕去了，然后也打赢了。
And as a consequence, he got all the loot or spoil from all of those battles.
所以结果就是他获得了所有这些战争得下来的战利品。
So he ended up being very, very rich.
所以他就变成了非常非常富有的一个人。
All right, so he's coming back now.
然后亚伯拉罕就回来。
He went up to Damascus, he's coming back to his home in Mamre, but he comes through where the city of Jerusalem is today.
他一直上到大马士革，然后要从大马士革回到他自己的家乡，这个路中间经过这个耶路撒冷城的这个位置。
All right. So, let's read verse 17.
让我们来读第十七节。
Genesis 14:17.
创世纪十四章十七节。
So you're going to read that in Chinese?
OK, 亚伯兰杀败基大老马和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是王谷。
OK, so in English we should read it together. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him.In the valley of Shava, that is the king's valley. All right. So, here's the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom wasn't taken captive. The king of Sodom ran to the mountains. And so the Sodomites, the other people, they were taken captive, went up to Damascus. King of Sodom was on the mountain. When they came back, he came back.
Okay. 这里是那个索多玛城的那个王，当那个索多玛城被掳掠的时候，那个王逃跑了，所以他并没被逮起来，然后是索多玛城的人就被给卷走了。等到他们回来的时候，他们经过这个地方，然后这个王就回来去见他的人。
Okay, verse 21. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people."And keep the goods for yourself.
所以第二十一节，索多玛王对亚伯兰说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”
Okay, so the king of Sodom said, "Listen, you won the battle. You get all the spoils. All we want are the people. You give us the people, you can have all the spoils."
Okay, 然后这个索多玛王就说。对亚伯兰就说呢，你既然是你赢了那个战争，你有所有的那个战利品，那这样你把人口给我，其他所有战利品你可以自己拿着。
That was kind of presumptuous on the part of the king of Sodom.
Presumptuous.
Presumptuous, yes, that's a good word.
How was?
Presumptuous means, it means that he was, He was bold and overly demanding.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll tell you. I'll explain it in the next sentence.
Okay. 他说这个索多玛，其实这个要求其实是有点过分的哈。他，
Okay. He lost the battle. He was on the mountain. Who gets everything?
对，他都打败了，他逃到山上去了。谁来得到这个所有的战利品呢？人口呢？
The king who is on the mountain doesn't deserve anything.
逃到山上去的那个国王，他不配有任何东西。
But he basically said, "Listen, let's do a deal." But he didn't have any rights to anything.
他基本上是跟亚伯兰说，咱们来个交易吧。但事实上，他根本没有任何权利，他根本没有这个权利来做这项交易。他不拥有什么，他不配拥有任何东西。
Okay, remember that's the way the devil talks.
记住，这个就是魔鬼他说话的方式。
the devil will say to you, you do this and I will do that. Okay?
魔鬼会说你这么着做我就会做剩下的。
And you say to the devil, you don't have any rights to me at all. You get out of here.
我们应该对魔鬼说你对我根本没有任何权利做任何事你滚出去吧。
Alright, verse 22.
第22节。
But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and have taken an oath that I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the thong of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, I made Abram rich.
第二十二节，亚伯兰对索多玛王说：“我已经向天地的主、至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。”
So the question is, did the king of Sodom deserve anything?
所以这里问题就是，那个亚索多玛的那个王，他配有拥有任何东西吗？
Okay, but the Lord offered, sorry, Abram offered him everything.
但是亚伯兰把所有的东西都给他。
So the question is why?
对，问题就是了，那为什么呢？
Okay, and you noted that we didn't read verses 18, 19, or 20.
我们刚才没有读第十八节、十九节、二十节。
Actually, they almost don't fit in the story.
事实上这几节经文好像在这里并不适合这个故事。
The story flows very logically through the verses that we did read.
突然跳进来没有逻辑性。
对对。说整个故事刚才我们读的那些经文很有逻辑的这个一个故事发展下去。
So, right into the middle of the story is 18, 19 and 20.
突然一下插进去这三句话。
All right, so that we probably should read in Chinese before we read it in English.
我们也许应该先读一下中文，就是十八、十九、二十。又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司，他为亚伯兰祝福说：“愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。”
Okay, and we'll read it in English. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, bought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abram, saying, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High,who delivered your enemies into your hand.
The Abraham, 还有一句吧。还有一句。
There was another clause. Then Abraham.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Attentive everything. I apologize. You're right. Okay. So something amazing happened out of nowhere.
所以突然一下子不知道打哪就发生了一个很奇妙的事情。
This man Melchizedek comes.
这个麦基洗德就出现了。
What do we know about him? We know that it's near the city of Jerusalem.
我们知道些什么呢？我们知道这个地方靠近耶路撒冷。
But we don't know anything about Melchizedek. We don't know who his father was. We don't know who his mother was.
可是我们关于这个麦基洗德一无所知，不知道他的父亲母亲是谁。
He was the king of Salem. Do we read that? Yes.
Yeah.
He was the king of Salem, which is Jerusalem. So we knew that he was that.
Oh, 他是撒冷王，撒冷就是耶路撒冷。
哦，就是耶路撒冷。
But we don't know who his children were.
但是我们也不知道他的孩子啊。
We don't know anything about his kingdom.
关于他的王国，我们也一无所知。
We do know that he wasn't just a king, he was a priest.
我们所知道的就是他不仅仅是一位王，他还是一位祭司。
So he was the priest of the Most High God, and he was a wonderful man because he had this profound impact on Abraham.
他是至高神的祭司，他是一个特别特别奇妙好的人，因为他对亚伯兰产生了如此重大的影响。
All he offered him was bread and wine.
他出来只带了饼和酒。
And they had a talk about what God had done.
然后他们二者之间就有一番对话，关于神做的事。
This is the first time in the Bible you read about bread and wine.
这是在圣经里你第一次能读到饼和酒。
When we come on Sunday morning,What do the bread and wine remind us of?
每个周日早上我们来的时候，饼和酒让我们想起了什么？
Jesus.
Remind us of Jesus. The bread, his body, the wine, his blood.
饼是他的身体，酒是他的血。
And it reminds us what he did for us.
而且也让我们想起耶稣为我们做了什么事。
Okay, and then the Melchizedek blessed Abram. It says, Blessed be Abram by God Most High. And so Melchizedek imparted to Abram the blessing of God.
所以这个麦基喜德呢，就把神的祝福给灌到了这个亚伯拉罕的身上。说愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。
All right, and as Josh points out, he was so impressed. Abram gave him 10% of everything.
所以就像教学指出的，这个亚伯兰是如此的那个印象深刻，被震动了，然后他拿出他的十分之一出来给了麦基喜德。
So this man Melchizedek was very, very great.
所以这个人麦基喜德这个人是非常伟大的。
But we only know these three verses about him.
可是我们关于他只知道三句经文。
Okay, so now when you go to Hebrews, you read about Melchizedek.
你到希伯来读希伯来文的书的时候，你又读到麦基喜德。
Let's now go to another passage that talks about Melchizedek. Psalm 110.
诗篇一百一十首关于麦基喜德的另一段经文。
Verse 1, Psalm 110.
第110篇第一节经文。
And it says, The Lord says to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
All right, so,Two people in the first line. The Lord and my Lord.
所以第一句话里面有两个人物，那个主还有一个我的主。
Okay. So who is the Lord and who is the my Lord?
那位主是谁？我的主是谁？
Jesus.
The Lord is God. My Lord is Jesus.
Okay, you're right. That's what it is. The Lord is God, and the my Lord is Jesus. So God said to Jesus, You sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. So what's going to happen to Jesus' enemies? They're all going to be defeated. Jesus will be the king.
所以在这里 the Lord 那位神就是耶和华 我的主就是耶稣，所以是神对耶稣说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。那耶稣的所有的仇敌会怎么样呢？他们就会被神打败。
Alright, verse 4.
然后第四句，
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远做祭司。
So who is going to be the priest forever in the order of Melchizedek?
所以谁会照着麦基洗德的等次，永远成为祭司呢？
Jesus.
It'll be Jesus. Okay, so very interesting now. Jesus is the Lord, but Jesus is also a priest. And he's going to be a priest in a particular priestly order.
所以这里很有趣，耶稣不仅他是主，他也是一位祭司，而且是他是有特殊的这个祭司的一个位分的一位祭司。
So, if Josh were of the family of Aaron, Josh would be a priest in Aaron's family.
如果 Josh 是亚兰的后裔，亚是亚兰吗？ Aaron 亚。
Aaron was Moses' brother. Aaron was the high priest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 摩西的兄弟亚伦，如果你是他亚伦家里的一位的话，那你后面也会成为祭司。
So if you were born into Aaron's family, you would be a priest after the order of Aaron.
所以如果你是被生在亚伦家的话，你是会按照亚伦的那个族谱的那个次序成为一名祭司的。
But this verse 4 says that Jesus is going to be a priest, not in Aaron's order, but he's going to be a priest of the Melchizedek order.
这一节经文里就说耶稣他也是祭司，但是他不是亚伦家的祭司，他是麦基洗德这个家族，这个等次的祭司。
Okay, so again, what do we know about Melchizedek?
所以现在我们关于麦基洗德又知道了什么呢？
Not very much, but he had a profound impact on Abraham.
不太多，我们关于他知道的不太多，但是他对亚伯兰的影响深远。
Okay, so if in fact Abraham is the father of all of us who believe, if Melchizedek had a big impact on Abram, so the Melchizedek that we serve must have a big impact on us.
如果亚伯拉罕是我们所有人的信心之父，而这位麦基洗德又对亚伯兰有如此深远的影响，那么这个麦基洗德事实上也对我们每个人的生命有非常深远的影响。
Okay, so here's the problem. The Jewish people all honored the Aaronic priesthood.
但是现在有一个问题来了，犹太人他们尊敬的是什么？亚伦家族的祭司。
And they said, we don't need another priest.
他说我们,
We've already got the descendants of Aaron.
他说我们不需要另外一位祭司，我们已经有了亚伦和他们的子孙，和他的子孙。
And so in the days after the Lord Jesus went to heaven,
所以在耶稣复活升天以后,
a lot of people said, we don't need Jesus. We've got Aaron. We've got the temple. We've got the Aaronic priesthood.
啊，有很多人就说我们才不需要耶稣呢，我们有亚伦呀，我们有这个圣殿呀，我们有亚伦家的所有的祭司呀。
But the writer to the Hebrews says, you forgot about Melchizedek.
可是希伯来书的作者就说你们忘了麦基洗德。
And he said, Abraham believed in Melchizedek, was blessed by Melchizedek, served the Lord through Melchizedek. That's what Abraham did. That's what we must do.
他说那个亚伯拉罕他是深受麦基洗德影响的，他是通过麦基洗德来信靠主，向主服务，然后我们要跟从亚伯拉罕的话，我们得走这条线。
All right, let's go now to Hebrews chapter 7 and pick up the logic.
然后现在我们来到希伯来书第七章，来重拾这个逻辑。
All right, and we probably should start reading
也许我们应该先读
I think we'll probably read verse 11. Well,
第十一节
That's maybe where to start. Verse 11.
十一节
If perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood, or on the basis of it, the law was given to the people, why was there still need for another priest to come? One, in the order of Melchizedek.Not in the order of Aaron.
从前百姓在利未人祭祀职任以下受律法，倘若借这职任能得完全，又何用另外兴起一位祭祀，照麦基洗德的等次，不照亚伦的等次呢？
Okay, so you can understand the Hebrew people saying, "We don't need another priest. We've already got Aaron as our priest."
我们可以明白，像这希伯来人，他们都会说，我们根本不需要另外一位祭司，我们已经有亚伦做我们的祭司了。
But this verse says the only problem with Aaron's priesthood is it didn't make people perfect.
可是这句经文就告诉我们，亚伦这个祭司的这个等次，他的唯一问题就是说，他们不能使人完全。
Okay, so in the old days, they used to have a feast every year called the Feast of the Day of Atonement.
所以在过去的那个老日子里，他们每年有一个节庆，叫做赎罪节吧？赎罪日，赎罪日哈。Okay.
Okay. Now the problem was with the Feast of the Day of Atonement was that all it ever did was cover your sins for one more year.
赎罪日这个节气的唯一的问题就是说，它只能把你的罪再遮一年。
It didn't take the sins away; it just covered them.
它不能把罪给拿走除去，只是把它遮盖起来了。
And it didn't cover them for very long, because it had to be done every year.
也盖不了多久，因为每次都要去做。
And so the writer to the Hebrews here in verse 11 says.Well, if perfection came through the Aaronic priesthood, we don't need somebody else. But the problem is, we do need someone else because the Aaronic priesthood could not make us perfect.
所以在这个第十一节里，我们就看到，如果有亚伦这一脉的祭祀，他们能让人完全的话，那我们就不需要另外一位祭祀了。但是他们不可能，他们没有这个本事，所以我们就需要另外一脉的这个祭祀。
Then he goes on to say verse 12.
然后第十二节。
For when there is a change of the priesthood, there must also be a change of the law.
祭祀的职任既已更改，律法也必须更改。
So the old law said, you offer some sacrifices, sins can be covered for another year.
那旧的律法说，你在赎罪日里牺牲一些献祭，然后你的罪会被遮盖一年。
So now he's saying there's got to be a new law.
所以在这里说，那必须要有一个新的律法了。
All right, verse 13. He of whom these things are said belonged to a different tribe, and no one from that tribe has ever served at the altar.
因为这话所指的人本属别的支派。那支派里从来没有一人伺候祭坛。
Okay, so verse 14, it's clear that our Lord Jesus Christ descended from Judah. And in regard to that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests.
所以第十四节说，我们的主分明是从犹太出来的，但这支派摩西并没有提到祭祀。
And verse 15 says, and what we have said is even more clear if another priest like Melchizedek appears.
第十五节，倘若照麦基洗德的样式，另外兴起一位祭司来，我的话更是显而易见的了。
So this Melchizedekan priest in the Old Testament is like the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament.And the Lord Jesus Christ appears as a priest to deal with our sin.
所以这位旧约里的麦基洗德就像新约里的耶稣，而这个耶稣来 就来帮我们解决这个罪的问题。
And so verse 16 says, one who has become a priest not on the basis of a regulation as to his ancestry, but on the basis of the power of an indestructible life.
第十六节，他成为祭祀，并不是照属肉体的条例，乃是照无穷之生命的大能。
Okay, so, verse 17 says,It is declared you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
第十七节，因为有给他做见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Okay, so this Melchizedek then, well, we missed out on all these verses, didn't we? This Melchizedek was a priest...Well, the Lord Jesus is a priest forever like Melchizedek because we don't know of Melchizedek's father or mother.
耶稣就像是麦基洗德一样是一个永远的祭司因为我们并不知道麦基洗德的父母。
And we don't know about his children.
我们也不知道他孩子。
We don't know when he was born.
不知道他是什么时候出生的。
And we don't know when he died.
也不知道他什么时候死。
As a matter of fact, a lot of people believe that he was in fact the Lord Jesus Christ before he was born, and that he never was born and never did die.
事实上，有很多人认为呢，在耶稣生之前，这个麦基洗德就是耶稣，啊，他呢，从来也没被生过，也从来不会死，就无始无终了。
All right, I'm trying to, I think we jumped a little too early on this, and I'm just trying to see if there's something in the earlier verses we should pick up.
Oh, okay.
Right, so tell me what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's asked, is it Jesus that appeared, who appeared when we read the verses in Genesis? Is
And that we don't know for sure. What we do know is that Jesus was like Melchizedek.
我们知道的是耶稣只是像麦基洗德我们并不确信的是耶稣就是这个不能确信
But because we don't know much about Melchizedek many people say well maybe it was Jesus who was there
但是因为我们关于麦基洗德知道的实在是太少了所以就有些人去猜可能他就是耶稣了
他无父无母又不知道怎么死了不是一个神仙、
啊、就是也是就是在 eternally 、he said because he has no parents
yes
and no birth no death
yes
so he must be a god
that's right
in
yes.
eternity
that's right. Yeah. and so all we know is Jesus was very like him
yeah
we don't know whether it wasJesus way back then or not. But we know that whoever he was like Jesus because he had many things in common. He was the powerful man of God. He was the priest who blessed the people. We know that.
So, 我们并不确信的这关于他我们知道的不太多我们只能知道耶稣很像他他是神面前的一个很有能力的很有大能的祭司
All right, so Melchizedek had this life transforming impact on Abram
所以麦基洗德在亚伯兰身上有生命转换的这一个大能
And so Jesus has a life transforming impact on us
就像耶稣对我们的生命来说有一个转换生命的这个功能冲击
Now verse 18 is a logical conclusion here It says the former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless.
所以第十八节，这就是一个非常有逻辑性的结论，说先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉了。
So the question then is, what did the Aaronic priesthood do for people?
所以问题是说，亚伦这一脉的祭司，他们对人能做什么呢？
Answer, it told them about God.
他告诉他们关于神的事。
It was able to cover sins for a little while.
可以在短暂的时间里遮住罪。
It told people how bad they were.
他告诉人你有多坏。
It pointed to the Lord Jesus.
他指向了耶稣。
But that's all it could do. It was weak. It didn't have any power in it. It didn't have power to forgive sins, it didn't have power to take away a guilty conscience.
但是呢，他就只能做到这些了。他很软弱，他没有足够的能力来赎罪，而且把罪给拿走、除去、赎罪、除罪。
这是亚伦的这个祭司。
对，亚伦祭司只能是指罪，告诉你什么是罪。
对。
So it was weak.But in comparison to what Jesus did for us on the cross, it was useless.
所以他是很软弱的。相较于耶稣在十字架上为我们做的事来说，亚伦这一脉祭司根本就是无用的。
Verse 19 says, "For the law made nothing perfect."
所以十九节说了，律法原来一无所成。不能把任何事变成完美的。
Okay, so if we had a law that says, is it working?
Not completely.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I got to talk to you for a second if you don't mind.
Yeah, let me just go. This, he's fixing the elevator for us. And as you know, or some of you know, I got stuck in the elevator for a minute on Sunday morning, and I don't want to get stuck there for an hour next week.
Wow. Okay.
So you just carry on. I'll be back in a
minute. 那个人修电梯的，他上个周日在那电梯里被关起来好几分钟。
Nicole just had a new question.
Okay.
All right. 八章第几节？
创世纪十四。
Genesis 14.
Okay, can we are we going to finish this first?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's finish this first. Verse 19 says, For the law made nothing perfect.
第十九节，律法原来一无所成。
Okay, that is a theme in the book of Hebrews.
This 就是整个希伯来书的一个主题中心思想。
What we need is something that is perfect.
我们需要一个完美的东西。
When I go to heaven,
当我去天堂以后,
I'm not expecting just to be better.
我期待的并不是说只是改善一点点。
When I get to heaven, I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to be perfect.
当我去天堂的时候，我就像耶稣，我是完美的一个人。
The law was able to make people better.
律法可能能让人改善一点点。
But it couldn't make them perfect.
但是不能让他们完美。
Now turn to chapter 10.
现在到第十章。
Chapter 10.And verse 14.
第十四节。
All right. It says, Because by one sacrifice, Jesus has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ saved you and he saved me, he made us perfect.
所以当耶稣救了你我的时候，他让我们 得以完全。
The law couldn't do that.
律法不能完成这个。
The law can tell me I'm not perfect.
律法能告诉我说我不完美。
But he can't make me perfect.
但是他不能把我变成完美的。
But Jesus died, and he shed his blood, and because of that, I am made perfect.
但是耶稣死了，他的宝血洒出来，因为那我们得以完全。
Okay, that is very, very encouraging.
这个非常鼓舞人。
All my sins are gone.
我所有的罪都被除去了。
All right, let's keep reading verse 19.
第十九节。
And a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God.
第十九节吗？不
是。This is, I'm sorry, I'm back in chapter 7.
Is it? Back, 第七章。
That's right, I'm going back to chapter 7.
七章十九节，对，就引进了更美的指望，靠着指望，我们便可以进到神面前。
Okay, so it simply says that we get a hope, a better hope, and that hope is.That we can draw near to God. We say this is wonderful. Jesus died for me. I draw near to God, not on the basis of a lamb that I brought. I draw near to God on the basis that Jesus died for me. Okay? So there's a totally different priesthood. Aaron's priesthood says, bring another lamb. Jesus said,I shed the blood once. You believe, you come, you'll be healed.
所以这里就说有一个希望，是一个更美的希望。我们可以进到神面前。亚伦的祭祀是说，你再带一只羊来，通过这只羊的血，你来靠近神。可是耶稣呢，为我们流了血。然后耶稣说，因为这个血，我们可以靠近神。那耶稣把这个功就是做完了。
All right. Can I maybe add one other thing?
我可以再加另外一件事吗？
Melchizedek lived in Abraham's day.
麦基洗德在亚伯兰的时代生活。
Aaron lived in Moses' day 400 years later.
四百年以后，亚伦在摩西的那个时代生活。
The Aaronic priesthood was entered into then later than the Melchizedekan priesthood.
对，亚伦的这个祭祀的这一脉出现是在麦基洗德这个祭祀这一脉后面出现的。
So why was the law given?
所以为什么要颁布律法呢？
The law was given to prove we're all sinners.
律法颁布就是为了证明我们是罪人。
If I drive down the street, I'm not speeding unless there's a law that says you can't do that.
因为如果我沿着马路开的话，我并没有超速，除非有一个律法在这说你超速了。
In British Columbia, the laws on the highways are 110 kilometers an hour, more or less.
在 BC 省高速公路上的那个时速限制是110公里每小时。
If I go 140, the police will ticket me and they'll say you broke the law, you're guilty, $500 fine.
如果我开了140，那警察就可以给我开罚单了，说你犯罪了，你超速了，你该交罚款。
But if you go to Germany,
但是如果你去德国的话，
You can drive on the Autobahn.
对，你可以在德国的那个超速公路上。
And there's no speed limit at all.
根本就没有任何时速限制。
And so I've been driving on the Autobahn in Germany at the equivalent of about 100 kilometers an hour. And all of a sudden, a car goes, I've never seen a car go so fast. And they're not breaking the law.
Yeah.
在德国的时候，我在德国公路上开的时候，我以100的时速开，然后就看边上车冲过去了，冲过去了。我都从来没见过车可以开那么快，但是他们并没有违法呀，因为那边根本就没有时速限制，没有这个律法。
Is it foolish?
很蠢吗？
是。And on the Autobahn, everywhere you go, there's skid marks on the road. And just, I figure, with every skid mark, there's probably been an accident. Okay. It's really bad.
在那个公路上，你能看到有一些那个小的那种纪念的那个棍儿，大概每一个那种棍的地方都发生过一起车祸事故。
So the Bible says,We're going to bring in a law to prove that people are sinners.
所以圣经上说，我们就要引入这个律法，来证明每个人都是罪人。
The problem is the law can't make you better.
可是问题是，律法不能让你改善你呀，改进你呀。
All the law does is prove that you're wrong.
律法做的唯一的功用就是证明你错了。
Then Jesus comes along.After we all know we're wrong, Jesus comes along and he says, now I'm going to forgive you and I'm going to make you better.
然后当我们所有的人都知道我们错了以后，耶稣才来，然后告诉我们说，你们错了，但是我打算饶恕你们，回来我让你们更好。
And that's what the book of Hebrews is all about.
希伯来书整本书就是关于这个主题的。
Okay, questions on that before we get to Nicole's question,
okay,
which is on something.
在这个上面的问题还有没有？然后再说 Nicole 的问题。
这个话会不会和基督说的有矛盾？基督说我来到这个地方不是要废掉律法，这却说这个所以废掉了先前的条例因软弱无力。
Oh, okay. She want to ask, is it, verse 18, is、
yes.
that the law is useless?
Yes.
Actually, it's useless. 翻译不同。它不是那个废掉。Would it be contradict to what Jesus told us that I came here not to get rid of the law, but to, fulfill the law? 翻译的问题。Sorry, I just try to explain to her. Actually, it's a different translation. In Chinese, it says the law was, get rid of. Actually, in English here, it says the law is useless.
Yes. All right, let me see what it says in the King James here. What verse is that again?
18, 7, 18, chapter 7 and 18. It's weak and useless. 他只是说无用的，他没说废掉。
就放在一边嘛，就是 set aside。
对 ，set aside 那是
放
一边，他并不是说我把它废掉了。就这个中文翻译感觉有点。
The word in the authorized version is.The law is unprofitable.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not able to bring a profit.
Okay. 它差，没有利的，无利的，没有利益的。就是说，在那个 KJV 那个版本说这个词是说这个律法是无益的，就是说没有任何作用，带不来任何好处，无益的。
So the law is useless to make things better.
对。
But the law was profitable to show that we need something better.
对。
Okay? The law points out our need. It doesn't provide the solution.
Okay. 说律法对于让我们变更好这一点来说它是没用的。但是它在什么上有用呢？它指出来我们有这个需要，我们需要一个更好的东西。
So, when the Lord came, He didn't come to put the law aside. He came to fulfill it so that there could be something better.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，他并不是说我要废掉律法，而是我要来完成律法，是做更好的。
So the law is still able to say that I'm a sinner. If I steal something from Ping, the law will say, Harold,You shouldn't have taken that. It's not yours. You're a sinner.
所以律法仍然有这个功用。它指出来，如果我向别人偷了东西，这个律法还是有用，指出来说我是罪人。
那个律法可不可以这样理解？比如说他是不认识啊，不认识人变得更好，但是按理会去敬畏。比如说你超速的话，你来个120码的这个限制的话，你心里面就是知道超了几条就要罚款的。但是如果
没有这个
我心里的话，还是有超速这个愿望，只是我不敢去超。
对 对, 对，
是不是可不可以这么去理解的
？OK, he said, can we understand the law as it reminds our conscious? Because when I drive 120 on the highway,、
yeah.
if there is no such law, I wouldn't fear anything.
That's right.
Yeah, if there is a law, my conscious will tell me, no, don't,、mm-hmm. don't do that.
Yes.
I would fear to,
that's right.
to do that.
And the law makes the conscience much more accurate.
律法让我们那个良心更准确，更精确。
My conscience might say too fast.
我的良知可能说太快了。
The law says you're 20 kilometers an hour too fast.
可是那个律法说你是每小时超速了20的这样的快。
So the law makes our guilt much more precisely accurate.
所以这个律法让我们的这个负罪感就更加清晰，更加准确。
The wonderful thing is that the Lord Jesus fulfilled the law and sets us free from the law.
非常奇妙的一件事就是主耶稣他行全了律法，然后因着他我们就从律法下解脱，得到自由了。
So the law says 80 kilometers an hour, that's the maximum.
所以律法说80那是限速。
The Lord Jesus says, I'll forgive you whether you're going 85 or 105 or 125. The Lord Jesus forgives us because he has set aside the law. He says, Harold, all forgiven.
可是主耶稣说不管你是开85、95还是125你都没事，因为我已经把这个律法行全了，放到一边了，你都是没罪的了，我饶恕了你所有的罪。
Okay, any more?
还有问题吗？
还有就是那个律法是不是也从另一方面，就是也会让人产生一种，就是当一个律法一颁布出来的时候，人产生着我就是那种骄傲的心，我可以遵守，我可以行权。就像在那个出埃及记里面到西奈山颁布律法的时候，以色列人的反应，他的主。
She said, is it another, like on the other side, the law can reveal people's pride? Because on Mount Sinai, when law gave us the law, and over, at that time, the people of Israelites, they said, okay, we can do, we do
yeah,
whatever
right,
you ask us to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So that reveals the proud.
Actually, the people cannot do it.
Yeah.
But they think they can do it.
Yeah,
right.
they
said they could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right. yeah,
yeah.
So. Yes, and that's right. The law reveals the pride. The law reveals all our sins.
Mm-hmm.
The pride is certainly one of the things that the law reveals.
Yeah, yeah.
实际上是人是不能自主的去遵循任何律法的，就是那个罪的素质。
他里面还是有那个犯罪的心，还是有那个超速的心。
对，
就是想那超速的心，还有即使是离了个牌子，我还是想超，但是只不过不敢超而已。
对，他律法就是显明了我们里面那个骄傲，
耶稣就是把
所有
的
罪、想犯罪的那个心给显明出来了。
啊，那就这么理解是很清晰的。
对 ，pride 那个骄傲也是其中一种罪，显明 ，yeah。
Okay, anything else?
还有其他的吗？
还Nicole同志。
That's right, Nicole's got this.
他最后一个，但是把这个完成了以后再说 Nicole 的问题。
So Nicole, what's your next question? She already knows.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, it's Genesis 14.
直接说，这个就不用讲，讲解还有一个小。
Yeah. It says that Melchizedek is the king of Salem.
Yes.
So what about other kings afterwards? for the city of Jerusalem.
Yeah, there were many kings after who were kings of Jerusalem.
这个后面耶路撒冷有很多的国王。
This Melchizedek was king of Salem, and so there were many, many other kings there.
这个麦基洗德是这个撒冷王，然后还是有很多很多其他的王。
And we don't know when the next king came. There were Canaanite kings, and then David. David was the first king, the first Israelite or Jewish king of Salem. But there were probably many other kings of Salem.
Oh, yeah. Actually, her problem is that because Melchizedek has no dad, so he never died.
Yes.
So he should be
king
of Jerusalem
forever.
Okay.
That's probably true.
What about the
others? He is the ultimate king. Jesus is still the king of Jerusalem. He's king forever. So that's a good point. Other kings may have been there, but they would all have had to be kings under Jesus. Because Jesus is the king. He's the king of kings and Lord of lords, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. So he's the king. But others could have been king under him.
他说那耶稣不是万王之王万主之主吗耶稣现在也是耶路撒冷的王。他耶稣永远就是在这个
王。
哎在他下面是可以有其他各个地方。
所以说这儿说的这个撒冷王是实际存在的还是是说是我们说的
king 的
就是神
属灵的。So here the king of Salem, is this Salem belongs to the earth?City or kingdom, or is it a kingdom like in the spiritual or in heaven?
Well,
level.
Back to Hebrews chapter 7 then.
回到希伯来书第七章。
他也是不是撒冷王？
Hebrews chapter 7. And we should read verses 1 and 2.
第七章的第一节和第二节。
This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司。
He met Abram returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him.
他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候就迎接他给他祝福。
And Abram gave a tenth of everything.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。
Now, first, his name means king of righteousness.
他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王。
So,The name is Melchizedek. Melchi is the prefix, Zedek the suffix. Melchi means king. Zedek means righteousness.
Okay. 这个 Melchi 是前缀，后面的 Zedek 是后缀。那个 Melchi 意味着这个国王的意思，然后那个 Zedek 就是公义的意思。
Okay, so that's what his name means. Who was he? He was the king of righteousness.
所以他的名字就意味着是说仁义的王，公义的王。
Well, there's lots of kings in the world today who aren't kings of righteousness.
在这个地上有很多国王，他并不是真正的仁义的君王。
Many kings have made themselves very powerful by being kings of evil.They do terrible things.
有地上的很多君王，他使自己，他因为做那个坏事情、恶事，使自己很强壮，很有能力吧，破坏能力很大。
But the next line reads, "Then also king of Salem, which means king of peace."
他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
So the word Salem.Means peace.
所以那个 Salem 这个词，代是和平的意思。
耶路撒冷也是和平的意思。
Okay, so if you go to Israel today, to Jerusalem today, You don't say hello.
Peace.
You
peace
say shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. And shalom is Salem, which means peace.
So today you go to Jerusalem, you don't say hi, you say shalom. Shalom is Salem. It means peace. Shalom is Salem. It means peace. It means peace. So that's he just asked, does Jerusalem also means peace?
Yes. Yes, probably Jerusalem means double peace.
也许耶路撒冷意味着双倍的平安。
Okay, so you've got Salem, king of peace. So Nicole's question was, is this a spiritual kingdom or a physical kingdom?
Yes, yes.
And the answer is yes, it's double.
Double.
Peace. Double peace. It's a spiritual kingdom. It's a physical kingdom. One day, Jerusalem is going to be the capital city of the world, and the whole world is going to be righteousness and peace. That's what the millennium is going to be, and we're going to be so excited. It's going to be absolutely marvelous.
可是如果它是一个地上的那个耶路撒冷的王的这个概念的话，那下一个王一般要等到上一个王
死了再来，
死了再接着下来，不然怎么这个王是怎么延续下来？就怎么可能有其他王来当王？所以我就认为他是那个
天上
的王。
我先把他说的翻译一下。那他刚说就是那个尼克认为他想问的是这个撒冷王是指天上的还是指地上的？然后 Harry 说的可能应该是双重的。邻里那个
都有
啊、嗯，他说有一天耶路撒冷会成为整个世界的中心首都，然后那个时候整个世界都是公义的和平的，然后我们到时候就会很幸福，我们也在那参与管理，是这样的。然后Nicole still has a question.
Okay,
he said if he is also a king of the earth.Jerusalem.
Yeah.
But normally on earth, the next king only comes up when the first king, the previous king, died.
Dies, yes.
So
yes,
if he never died, how can the next king come up?
There isn't going to be a next king.
Yeah, 那又不能有下一个。
Jesus is going to be king forever.
耶稣是永远的王。
不能有下一个，可是事实上就是在这个地上的耶路撒冷，确实后来有很多的王啊。
Okay, so she was wondering if this is about spiritual kingdom only, if it is also an earthly kingdom, and in fact there are so many earthly king of Jerusalem after Melchizedek.
Yes.
So how could that be?
Well, he is the rightful spiritual king.
他是那个正义的灵里的国王。
But there are many people who would take over that position as if you like pretending that they're king. There will be many people pretending that they're king, but Jesus is the only ultimate rightful king.
他说这个地上有很多人假装会成为，他说他是那个国王，但是耶稣是那个最终的正义的王。
I'm not sure that answered the question.
不知道是不是回答问题了。She still couldn't
understand. Okay, and I'm not sure I understand the question. So tell me the question again. I'll try to figure it.
So,
如果他是地上的王，那肯定就有一个王的王位的传承嘛。
那就是因为会死掉。
那他可是都没死，他这怎么传承下去的？
Yeah.
因为事实是证明，事实上是后面有很多的王在接替他的王位嘛。
If Melchizedek were the earthly king,
yes,
the king of this earthly city,
yes,
but he never died. So how could there be so many other kings afterwards? So he must be only the king of the spiritual kingdom.
Well, one thing we know.He never died, but he did disappear.
我们知道一件事，就是说他确实没死，但是他有消失过。
我不知道。
Don't know about that.
跟那个就是以诺和那个
突然消失
伊丽莎，
以诺伊丽莎。 just like Enoch and Elijah, who was stepped up.
That's right. And that's, we don't know. It's true that he was there for a while.
Maybe.
We don't know whether he was king of Salem for a week or a month or a day or a year. We don't know anything about him beforehand or after. That's the key point about him. We know nothing. So he disappeared after the meeting with Abram, and he appeared for the meeting of Abram, but not before that.
Mm-hmm. 他说他是来这个撒冷这做王了，但是我们并不知道他做王的时间到底是一周呢、一月呢，还是一年呢？我们根本不知道。他来，就为来为了见这个亚伯拉罕那段时间出现了，可是后面他也不见了，他之前他也没出现。那他呢？他呢？
对，有可能的。因为他无
来无影去无踪嘛，
就是什么就是名嘛，
对，
他实际上就是耶稣的象征，在这里就是耶稣的象征，
所以我就通过这个，如果是理解成这样，
有记者是记者是预表，
属灵方面，
对，他就是应该是属灵的，
你属地的说不通，
对，
那你属地的那就应该有家谱，就是有王谱，
哎，对，他又没，
就是说他后面的那个王是他儿子，或者是说他侄儿，或者是他什么的，
对对对。
那就应该有这个谱系这么下来嘛？
对，
这如果是实际存在，是没有啊。
嗯 ，OK， 是啊。So she said I could only understand him to be a heavenly king.
Yes.
Because if he was a earthly king, there should be a genealogy.
That's right.
Or for all the other kings should be descendants of him. Mm-hmm. But there is no such genealogy.
That's right.
Yeah.
我再问一个问题呢，他就是亚伦，自从亚伦就是。作为一个大祭司，他是作为这个先祭的一个始祖是吧？亚伦，
嗯，
对不对？
嗯，
他是从这个出埃及记的时候才开始。
嗯，
那么在这之前，他还这个上帝按那个挪亚他们预备那么多先祭的一些动物，干嘛？那个是应该没开始先祭吧？
哦，那是没有祭祀。
对，没祭祀，但是在先祭没有
专门祭祀。可以先祭啊，对啊。
没有专门的祭祀，是从亚伦之后开始专门的祭祀。
对对对，只有专门的祭祀才能去进到至圣所里去献祭，不是什么人都能进去。
那个时候他也没有至圣所，没有修圣所嘛。
没有修，但是那个好像祭祀的活都得祭祀来干嘛。
对对，
别人不能干。
开始嘛，
好像是。
但在那之前还是可以献祭。
啊，对，你
每天都献。
对，估计是
自己献。
He wants to confirm.Because Aaron is the first priest.
Yes.
But before Aaron, there was no priest. But Abraham still makes sacrifice. So.
Yeah, but before Abraham was the priest, he was Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a priest.
Oh, okay.
Before Aaron. It's just that his priesthood disappeared as far as people on the earth were concerned. They didn't see the Melchizedekan priest. But Melchizedek was priest before Aaron.
So at that time, if people make sacrifice, they can do it by themselves, not through a priest. Only after Aaron appears.
The sacrifices were made without a priest. Abram made many sacrifices without any priest at all.
Mm-hmm.
Before he met Melchizedek, he made sacrifices and on his altar.
Mm-hmm.
So that was before the time of the priest.
Mm-hmm.
When Aaron became priest, then the law was that all offerings had to go through Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, no.
Yeah. 他是说当亚伦出现以后，律法是说所有的献祭必须通过祭祀来进行，但是在此之前没有祭祀。那亚伯兰在甚至在建麦基洗德之前都献了很多祭，都是他自己祭自己那个，但在亚伦之前也有祭祀，只不过那个祭祀不在地上，那祭祀就是麦基洗德，他有的时候消失了而已。那你每个人自己献，
他代替那个
嗯。
All right, anything else now? We've learned a little bit. Hopefully you've learned a little bit about Melchizedek. One of the things that I love about him is that the Lord Jesus was like him, King of righteousness and King of peace. That's what the Lord Jesus is in our life. He came to bring us righteousness. Because of righteousness, we have peace.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness is always the foundation of peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 然后希望大家今天关于麦基洗德学到了一些东西。有一件是让我们觉得欣慰的是，耶稣是那个公义的王，也是那个和平的王，因为他为我们带来了公义，我们才能有和平。公义是任何和平的那个根基地基。
All right, anything else? We've still got 2 minutes, so.
还有吗？还有2分钟。
因为神已经应许自己，他们为什么要派探子，是不是像他们那个要王一样，是不是他们自己的信心不足，以至于他们后来派探子回来，就在旷野，导致他们在旷野走了38年。
哦、oh, ，OK，
就是13，那个吓死我了，吓死我。
这个问题比较长，对
对对对，是
要就在还是在这个问题上面，大家有什么感应？就是。接着这个主题
next time
希望
是你这个话题的吧。嗯，哦，对 yeah, she has another question, maybe she want to ask next time. Is that in the Numbers and Deuteronomy, before Israelites get into the Canaanites, they send out two spies into the Canaanites. But in these two books, the description are a little bit different.One said they want to go there by themselves. The other one said God sent the spies to go get out. Is it because their belief is so small, so dim, that they don't trust the Lord, so that they had to send the spies into Canaan?
All right, I'm gonna have to look that one up and think that one through. I can't remember the verses.
Yeah.
Do you have specific verses?
Yeah, Numbers chapter 13.
Numbers 13, 民数记十三章。
Numbers 13.
Yeah, the law says Moses.
十三 verse 几节
？Yeah, one.
第一节。Verse one.
Okay, and the other one is.
Deuteronomy. 1 and 19.
Deuteronomy 1:19.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
The spies
send
out.
Yeah. Okay. We send people.
Let me just check that then and see what can be. I'll give that some thought. Yeah. All right. Very good. Okay, well, that's very good. Well, these are good questions. And it's important for us to learn the truth. To learn about Melchizedek is good because we realize that God's plan was there way at the beginning and Abram did the right thing as he went along. So praise the Lord. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us, for your love and care. We just pray now that you'll bless us. We're thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ came. We're thankful that he accomplished his wonderful work on the cross. And we're thankful, Lord, that he fulfilled the work that Melchizedek began. He ushered us into the land of righteousness and peace. So we give thanks for this in Jesus' name, praying you'll bless us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all very much.
Thank you
for being with us today.